We got to strengthen families. We got to expand the kingdom, because that community out there in North Tampa and all the surrounding communities, they need to come to Jesus. Amen?
Today is a very special day in the life of the North Tampa Church Christ. It's a day of vision, a day of faith, and of gratitude. Over the past few years, God has been doing amazing things among us. He's brought us new souls in His kingdom. He's strengthened families, and He's deepened the bonds of love that make this church a true family in Christ. Thank you very much again, church, for the fervent prayers over the last 35 days as we have approached this special day. We've truly felt your love and the Spirit's gentle but persistent nudge calling us to step out of our comfort zones and take a bold leap of faith to spread the gospel more fully in our growing community around us. This morning, we're going to share a vision that reflects that faith. A vision for equipping the flock by bringing in additional shepherds, and for expanding our facilities so that God's work here can continue to grow and flourish. Before we share that vision together, let's begin where all great works of faith begin, in the Word of God.
Thank you, Chris. And church family, our vision must always begin and end with God's Word, because His Word shapes who we are and guides where we go. In Proverbs 29:18, we're reminded that where there is no vision, the people perish. Vision is not about buildings or programs. It's about faith. Seeing with spiritual eyes what God can do through His purpose when we trust Him completely. Over the past weeks, we elders have spent time in prayer and reflection. We were seeking to discern the direction the Lord is leading this congregation. What we share today is not simply our plan, it's our response to God's call. If you look around you, we have many souls sitting here. Each Sunday, it seems we have more, and our song leaders see that. They look out and they see we just have people packed in. It's a vision rooted in Scripture, fueled by faith, and sustained by the love that defines this church family. As we begin this important step in our journey of faith to be passionate followers of Christ at North Tampa, let's hear the word of the Lord from 2 Corinthians 9:6-8. 2 Corinthians 9:6-8. Remember this, whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whoever sows generously will also reap generously. Each of you should give what you have decided in your heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. And God is able to bless you abundantly, so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work. Let's pray together at this time. Father, we thank you for the grace that overflows in this place, for new souls being saved, for unity among your people, and for the love that binds this family together. As we step forward in faith, may our hearts be generous, our minds be steadfast, and our hands ready for your work. We trust you to provide. We long for your glory to shine in all we do. In Jesus' name, amen.
Good morning, church family. Some of you know me well, and others of you I'm still getting to know. I can tell you when I came back, I saw so many familiar faces, but I had to turn to my brothers and say, man, we got a lot of faces here that I don't know. So which is a great thing. You know, I can hear my brother Hemphill telling me when we was here years ago that there's a lot of people here in this community that we're servicing, and whether we know it or not, God has brought us all here for a purpose, and it's just awesome to see this coming to fruition. Being away for a few years, it's a blessing to be back home serving with you again with these shepherds. As we look ahead with faith, one of the clearest ways God is leading us is in strengthening our shepherding team. Throughout Scripture, God's people have always been blessed when they were cared for by faithful shepherds, men who know the flock, love the flock, and lead with humility and courage. In Acts 20:28, Paul reminds us, the elders of Ephesus, to keep watch over yourselves and all the flock of which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers. The Lord still calls his church to that same faithful care today. Here at North Tampa, we have been blessed beyond measure by the shepherds God has placed among us. They have prayed over us, guided us through seasons of growth and challenge, and have sought above all else to keep our eyes fixed on Jesus, the chief shepherd. As many of you have pointed out, we have certainly agreed, as our congregation continues to grow in number, in ministries, and in opportunities to serve, the need for more hands, more hearts, and more shepherds have become clear. God is calling us to prepare for the next chapter of leadership, to raise us up, equip and affirm additional men who will share in that sacred responsibility of guiding this flock. This isn't about adding positions. It's about expanding care. It's about ensuring that every family, every soul, every young believer has someone walking beside them, praying for them, encouraging them, and helping them to grow in Christ. We've already reached out to several brothers that we feel are scripturally qualified to serve as a shepherd. They are praying about this opportunity and are discussing it with their families. Over the coming months, we will be seeking the Spirit's guidance and your partnership in prayer as we discern whom God is preparing for this vital role. We believe the Lord is already at work, shaping hearts, deepening faith, and preparing those who have chosen to serve. Our goal is to install new elders by the end of first quarter of 2026. Our vision is simple: to strengthen the shepherding of this church so that our unity grows deeper, our faith grows stronger, and our witness in this community shines even brighter. We trust to lead us, we trust his Spirit among us, and we trust you, our church family, to join us in prayer and in encouragement as we follow his call.
Just as God is calling us to strengthen our shepherding team, he's also calling us to make room for the growing work that he is doing among us. When God grows his people, he also enlarges their capacity to serve. As we nurture more souls, as we guide more families, and reach deeper into our community, we recognize that our physical space, the walls, the classrooms, and gathering spaces we share must expand to meet the needs of these expanding ministries. The vision before us, then, is not simply about buildings. It's about building up people. It's about creating spaces where faith can grow, where new relationships can take root, and where the next generation will continue to hear the good news of Jesus Christ. As we turn our hearts towards that vision, we do so with the same faith and trust that we have, that has carried this church from its beginning, believing that when God calls, he also provides. Are you excited about this morning or what? The Spirit is alive in this church. It's already been mentioned, but I got to reemphasize, we felt those 35 days of prayer more than ever before. And we praise God for you being able to lift us up in prayer, focused prayer. And it was exciting to be a recipient, knowing that all the encouragement was going to lead to this day where you hear this vision that we're going to share. We as an eldering team have never been more excited about leading the flock. This morning, with deep conviction and courage and deeper faith, I'm the guy that gets to tell you some of the glue that sticks it together that Chris and Monty and David have led up to. This bold vision is requiring that we take a giant leap and that we continue on the journey with God. Church, we are moving forward on a highway toward the appointment of additional elders and toward facilities expansion, not for comfort or convenience, but to create a much-needed space for God's work. We got to strengthen families. We got to expand the kingdom, because that community out there in North Tampa and all the surrounding communities, they need to come to Jesus. Amen? So why are we doing this? Our current building and the spaces have served us for many years. The truth is, we're running out of room. We see it in the children's classrooms, our dynamic youth classes, and in our young adult class that meets right over here in the kitchen that's not really a kitchen. And they're getting crowded and more crowded. And they're all bringing energy, seeking to learn and bringing joy to this family. We see it during the fellowship times here, when finding a seat or a table can be a real challenge. Amen? We see it in the Sunday worship, when the room fills to the brim with voices lifted in praise and excitement to hear the gourmet sermon from Neil Farr. These are really good problems to have, church. It's the kind of problems that reminds you and me that God is alive. Amen. We believe God's calling us to take a next step of faith to build the space that serves His mission and strengthen His purpose. Church, we have prayed fervently, and we're proud to announce and gleeful to share that we're going to build a facility with a series of classrooms where disciples of all ages can grow deeper in the Word, and where our ministries have the space and the tools to flourish. We're going to also build a facility designed for fellowship, recreation, and community events, with large, flexible space to host gatherings like Bring a Friend Day. Hey, what do you mean? No more tents? Amen. Bring a friend. We want to have the capability to have youth rallies. We want to have opportunities for area-wide singings, fellowship recreation events. And you know, we might even be able to play pickleball or a little 3-on-3 basketball. We believe that we're being called to take the chance to do the work and build the facility to take care of special moments and events that will bring people closer to Jesus Christ. Amen? This is not about adding square footage. It's about creating a home for future generations of disciples, a place where people get to build stronger relationships as passionate followers of Christ. Look around you, friends. Each of you are part of God's blessings in this congregation. In just the past 3 years, we've witnessed remarkable growth. New souls being brought to Christ through baptism. Families joining this church family as new members. And hearts restored to faith through renewed commitment, fervent prayers, and spiritual growth through Bible study and inspiring Bible classes. God is truly doing His thing here in this family. And now, He's calling you and me and all of us to prepare for what's next. Not for comfort, but for capacity. Not for pride, but for purpose. We're convinced this vision is not born from human ambition. It's a Spirit-led calling. God is truly equipping us for greatness. He just keeps pouring and pouring more blessings on the flock. Every step of the way, when we see a door that we think is being closed, a door is opened, guiding our path and showing us that He's not finished with North Tampa yet. He's just beginning. Do you believe that? We believe that, church. We've seen His direction again and again, confirming the vision through things like favorable responses from officials in Hillsborough County. They've totally changed their attitude about expansion. We're getting positive reports from our architects and civil engineers like never before. A shout out to three guys who've just been working diligently with us, David Lennon, Dallas Evans, and Joel Felty. Amazing men working with our team. It's just been a joy. And above all, we're seeing cost projections now that remind us God is making a way where once there was no way. By God's grace and through the faithful partnership with you and the unity that's in this church, we believe that we're going to see these two facilities completed by the end of 2027. Did you hear that? By the end of 27, we believe that these facilities can be completed. This is our moment at North Tampa, a moment to walk by faith more than ever, to build in deeper love, and to prepare for all that God is yet to do through you here at North Tampa, for those seekers in our communities. We got to do it, church. We're going to build this 1,560-foot facility that'll host at least four classrooms. We're still in the design phase where they're going to have folding doors to where we can have a larger area. But the general plan says we're going to have four classrooms, two administrative offices, and, oh, yes, two bathrooms. When you finish here this afternoon, I hope that you will take a walk out the south end, which is right behind me, walk 82 feet across that driveway, and you will see ground that's already been laid out. I ask you to say a prayer as the elders and the ministers and several of the men's Bible class have already done. We've been on God's ground out there praying for the success of what you're hearing this morning. In addition, on the other side, this classroom door out that way will be a 12,000 square foot facility designed for a variety of purposes. Intentionally, a building designed for recreation activity, special events, and community activities featuring large open areas suitable for worship services and flexible meeting spaces. This expansion project is going to cost a little money, just north of about $4 million. This is not about space. It's about creating an environment where faith can continue to grow. Fellowships can be fostered and relationships can be strengthening. It may sound like a lot, but by today's standards, it's quite reasonable. We take our stewardship responsibilities sincerely here. It may be that the future home for your children, your grandchildren, my grandchildren and great-grandkids, families to walk through these doors and those doors, bringing what? An opportunity to hear about Jesus Christ. That's what this is all about. Well, Shackelford, that's really fine. But how are we going to pay for this? Well, let me tell you where the Spirit's led us to do. We're answering the Spirit's call and putting into a plan to continue the practice of wide stewardship. We're going to use three proven methods to support and fund this vision. The first one's going to be a partnership continuing with a trusted banking partner organization called Thrivent. We're going to ask those guys for $1.5 million on a bank loan. We're also, another key part of our plan is through something called church bonds. Here's what that means. It also is what it does not mean. We're planning to issue about $1.5 million in church bonds, and these are going to be available first to our members and then to others who may want to invest in the work God is doing here. Church, we learned after some dry runs with some of you, not everybody knows about a church bond. That's okay, but I want you to think of church as a bond, as a church borrowing funds from supporters rather than a bank. Those who purchase bonds are not giving money away. They're making an investment in the church's future. In return, we'll earn a fair rate of interest on the money, much like you would on a savings account or a certificate of deposit. This approach allows us, God's people, to help fund God's work while keeping the interest and blessings right here. And in being right here, it's going to give you the opportunity to have, quote, skin in the game. It's a proven way of securing funds that some congregations have used previously. By the way, this church, when we built this church, issued $875,000 and raised that money on bond issue. That's God at work. So why can't we continue and do it again? It will be blessed, church. But even more than bonds or budgets, this vision is about the hearts of faith and generosity. The third pillar of this plan for raising money is really an exciting one because it requires sacrificial giving. It is over a 2-year period, this sacrificial giving time, where each of us, me and you, will have the opportunity to make a personal commitment over and above what we're already giving to help bring the vision to life. It's not about equal gifts. It's about equal sacrifice. Not from a few, but church, from all of us together. When each of us gives from the heart according to our blessings, God multiplies it. And together we can do far more than any of us can do alone. This vision is going to require you and me and all of us to sacrifice. We're asking you to start praying and planning now about that. Making a commitment going over and above your normal offering. Making a gift born out of gratitude, faith, and trust in God's provision. Pray more than ever. Reflect on what sacrifice looks like for you and your family over the next 2 years. Then give as the Spirit leads, not out of pressure, but out of joyful obedience and love for the Lord. For some, that may mean just adjusting your priorities. For others, it may mean taking a bold step of faith. But for all of us, we can give something. And when we do it together, God turns our something into something miraculous. With His help, your help, we believe through faith-filled generosity, we can raise nearly $1 million, and over $1 million I think God's going to bless us with that much. It'll be a testimony to what God can do when His people give with open hands and surrendered hearts. Over the coming months, we're going to fill in the gaps with what it looks like and how it's going and what you need to be doing. We owe you that answer, and we commit to give you the details in the coming months. Our plan is on the end of the Sunday, and the last Sunday in January, we're going to have our commitment Sunday, and then on Bring a Friend Day, which is 8 February, we're going to announce the results of this sacrificial giving project. I already see some questions. We are excited about answering your questions. We're going to have Andrew set up an email address so that you have the comfort of your home to craft your questions and send them to us, or you can flag us down as you see us and give us your questions and your feedback. We need that very much. We are building the future of this congregation. We have shared the vision, we've heard the call, and now it's time that you, me, and everyone else place it before the Lord, asking Him to do far more than we could ever imagine. Let's pray. What a joy, Father, to come to You in the excitement of this morning. You are the giver of the vision that we've tried to speak this morning. You're the builder of all good things. Today, I stand before You with this congregation, honored and grateful for Your blessings. You can do anything and everything. Lord, we're calling on You, pleading with You to help us take this bold step of faith to expand our reach, our capacity, our hearts for Your kingdom. Father, I confess that this is bigger than ever imagined. But we know You're in control, and we trust You completely, God. Please go before us in every plan, open every door, and stir every heart. Give us the courage when faith feels costly. Give us the unity as we walk together and the joy and the sacrifices we make for Your glory. May every classroom built and every dollar given point people to Jesus Christ. And may generations yet to come say, the Lord was truly at work here. Father, we dedicate this to You, not for comfort, but for Your kingdom. Father, we know that You will help us do more than we could ever ask or imagine. Through the power of Christ Jesus and the Holy Spirit working within us. It's in the name of Jesus Christ I offer this prayer. And the whole congregation said,
amen. Isn't this exciting? So now, church family, with faith in our hearts and our eyes on Jesus, let us keep walking boldly into the vision that God is setting before us. As an elder here, a physician, and most importantly, a brother in Christ, I've been blessed in many ways. But what I've learned through the years is that the greatest joy doesn't come from what we keep. It comes from what we give. Paul reminds us in Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 20, now to Him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to His purpose that is at work within us. This vision isn't about what we can do alone. It's about what God can do through a willing, united, and generous church family. Charlotte and I have learned and seen this truth firsthand. You can't outgive God. Every dollar, every act of generosity multiplies when placed in His hands. And let's be clear, this campaign isn't about buildings. It's about souls. It's about classrooms where children learn to love Jesus. It's about our teens and a space to grow, to belong, and to serve. It's about a worship space that says to our neighbors, there's a place for you here. And if you think that possibly these ideas that we've thrown out about how we're going to do this are a hope, several of us on the elders team have been involved previously before we came here in church bonds and in church buildings. And this is not a pipe dream. This is something we've seen God do elsewhere. And we know God will do it here. Shaq mentioned the 800,000. There's about 50 people that did that first one and got 800,000 church bonds. So if you look now with 250 people, what's possible through God? So I challenge each of us, don't ask, what can I spare? Ask, what can I joyfully sacrifice for the Lord? Because when we give sacrificially, we reflect the very heart of Christ who gave everything for us. When the people of God give in faith, the power of God moves among them. And when we give together, we make space for miracles. And speaking of moving together in faith, one of our dear brothers has seen the power of unity in Christ's church all around the world. We've asked David to remind us that what God is doing in North Tampa is part of something much bigger.
Amen. Thank you, Chris. Thank you, Shaq. And thank you, Monty, for your words thus far that you've shared with us. Church, I don't know if you can tell, but the excitement level is bubbling over. Even Neil mentioned it earlier. We couldn't wait to get up here. So if you thought it was excitement, that's exactly what it is. Those that don't know me, look, if you ask my family, I'm a history buff. I love history. I love taking advantage of things that was where the trail was blazed before me. And I often, in my very weird place when I at night look at history stories and things like that, I often ask myself, man, I wish I was there. I wish I was in that moment to see how they came up with, you know, the things that we're able to take advantage of today. I want you to join me in that same effort today. I want you to mark this date down, October 26, 2025. If you're here under my breath or you're online listening, I feel like this is a part of history. This is a part of God's plan, and I can't help but feel what he's doing with us right here. I may not be here when we get to experience it, but it may be 20 to 30 years from now when folks are able to hear God's word and to see and commune with brothers and sisters in Christ here in this area. I can't help but think, because of us taking that challenge and doing what God has asked us to do, it made a way for those that may be able to take advantage of it in the future. Amen. Like they said, I've had the privilege of worshiping with believers all over the world, and I can tell you that the Church of Christ is alive. It's growing in every nation, every language, and in every culture. But most importantly, right here in North Tampa, God has planted this congregation for a purpose. Church, you're not here by happenstance. You're not here because you just happened to wake up this morning and say, you know, I'm going to go and hopefully Neil can prepare one of those gourmet sermons. If you believe that, I solicit you to think that you're not here by happenstance. You're here because God has purpose. If you ever want to hear my story, how I stumbled here, if you don't know that God is working, then my story alone should tell you that. But most importantly, I want you to hear, you've heard the vision. As we believe the Spirit is leading us, this campaign, this vision, isn't about a few people carrying the load. It's about all of us pulling together as one body. Whether you've been here for 30 days or you're here for the first time and you're preparing to walk down and join us on this journey, we want you to know that we need you. We need your prayers, your love, and your commitment. Our goal isn't about just raising money. I said our goal isn't about just raising money. Our goal is to raise faith, to live out the Great Commission, and to show the next generation what it looks like when God's people unite for his mission. Church, this is our season. This is our season. Step forward as one body, one family, one mission in Christ. Let's rise together, challenge each other, believing that God, what God begins, he will bring to completion.
Brothers and sisters, whether you realize it or not, this is a historic moment for this church. I am so happy that our elders have the faith and the courage to bring this to you. You see, they are making these decisions with a fog around them. They don't know all the answers yet,
but they know that God is leading them in this direction. And I'm going to ask you right now, as a congregation, to show your love and respect and support for these men by standing now. Please be seated. Thank you. Let us walk in faith together. Let's build together in love. And let's glorify the God who created us. Each Lord's Day, we sing an invitation song. I hope a part of singing this song will cause you to reflect, not only on what you've heard today and what you might do, but also on your current spiritual condition. You see, in a body of people this size, some of you are hurting right now. I've talked with some of you personally, and I know that there's hurt in your life. Some of you are doing pretty well, but there's something in your life that you need to change. And as you've worshiped today, as you've heard these things, you recognize that change needs to take place. And maybe you're here today and you recognize the fact that you need to be buried with Christ in baptism. Or maybe you just need someone to talk to. If you need to respond in a public way, we're going to stand and have an invitation song. If you'll come forward, we will pray for you and we will do what we can to help you. Let us stand and sing.